Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, May 27, 2010. Israeli soldiers assault a Palestinian family in the West Bank as settlement construction continues in the Jordan Valley. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers assaulted on Thursday a Palestinian family in the Ramadin village near Hebron, southern West Bank. Witnesses reported that a special military force stormed the house of Amr family using tear gas and sound bombs, then assaulted the family members with batons, causing injuries to all of them. Taysir Amr, 45, his wife and their six children were moved to a Palestinian medical center as they suffered tear gas inhalation and third-degree burns in the face, doctors reported. According to the Israeli military, the family was hiding Palestinian workers who were trying to jump over the fence surrounding the village to enter Israel for work. The Israeli military reported no arrests of Palestinian workers from that house. Elsewhere, Israeli settlers resumed work in the settlement of Miskot in northern West Bank, Palestinian sources reported on Thursday. Witnesses from the nearby villages reported that trucks loaded with construction material arrived at the settlement since the early morning as construction resumed inside. Head of the settlement watch unit in northern West Bank, Ghassan Douglas, stated that this construction contradicts Israel's claimed 10-month freeze of settlement construction announced earlier this year. The Israeli government announced in February a 10-month construction freeze in West Bank settlements as a goodwill gesture to the Palestinians in order to resume the stalled peace talks. There are 500,000 Israeli settlers living in the West Bank settlements, including East Jerusalem, which, according to international law, are all illegal as they are built on occupied Palestinian land. In other news, the Israeli military announced on Thursday that Navy forces will not allow the Free Gaza fleet to reach the Gaza Strip if not stopped by Israeli Navy first for inspection. The 8-ship convoy carrying 700 people and $2.5 million worth of aid supplies to the residents of the besieged coastal enclave is expected to reach its destination on Saturday. The Israeli Navy says they will jam the Freedom Flotilla's signals and communications in order to isolate those on board, which will bar the world from witnessing what could become a prolonged naval standoff. According to the Israeli newspaper Haaretz, the Israeli Navy is ready to carry out the government's decision to prevent the ships from reaching the Gaza shore. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by George Schmaul.